Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Practical Parsha Podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, and I hope you are well. For this week, we are going to jump right into the Parsha. I'm sorry if this episode is released a little later than usual. For those who are of you who are listening to this Parsha episode of Vayakel after Shabbos, don't worry. The commentaries, the sages tell us that until Wednesday, the week is always attached to the Shabbos before, and then from Wednesday and on, it's to the next Shabbos. So you still have a chance to listen to this today before Shabbos, or even after Shabbos, the Parsha doesn't expire. And before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out just to say hello, please feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomokohn, K-O-H-N, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayakel. Now, in other years, the Parsha is read together with Pekudei, Vayakel Pekudei. It's a double Parsha. But this year, since it's a Ibra year, it's a leap year, we have an extra Adar, it's read separately. But it is still a special Shabbos. Obviously, every Shabbos is special. But this Shabbos is especially special because aside from being Parshas Vayakel, it's also Parshas Shkalim, where we're going to read one of the four special Parshios that we lay in this time of year. And just to give a quick overview of the Parsha, we're continuing the discussion of building the Mishkan. Hashem gives the commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu to actually start construction of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle. And the Parsha really gives the instructions of how to build the Mishkan, how to design it, how to get it done. And Bezalel and Eliyav, they are tasked to being the foreman to actually see the construction through to complete the project exactly the way that Hashem wants it to be done. The first idea I wanted to share with you today takes us to the beginning of the Parsha. Now, I'm not going to read all the verses, but I'm just going to take a little bit of the snippets of the verses I want to talk about, and then, God willing, we'll hopefully get some clarity and a very beautiful lesson from the verses. So if you look in the Parsha, there's a word that we keep seeing repeating itself time and time again. And that word is Chacham Lev, a wise-hearted person, right? So let's read the different times that the Parsha lists for us this wording of Chacham Lev, a wise-hearted person. V'chol chacham leiv bochem yaviu v'yasu eis klasher tziva Hashem. V'chol, that's the first time. It says, every wise-hearted person among you shall come and make everything that God has commanded. Next time, v'chol isha chachmas leiv biyodea tavu. Right, I'm just taking snippets of the verses. Every wise-hearted woman spun with her hands. Next part of the verse. And then it's referring to the work. He, Hashem, filled them with a wise heart to do all the different crafts. The verses continue. V'asa Bezalel v'aliyah v'chol ish chacham leiv asher nasan yikvok chochma utavuna behemo lodas la'asoyis es kol melechas avedas hamishkan. Bezalel shall carry out with Aliyah and every wise-hearted man within whom God had endowed wisdom and insight to know and to do all the work for the labor of the sanctuary. And finally, the last time that the Parsha has this wording, Vayasu chol chacham leiv ba'oseh ha'malacha es ha'mishkan. The wise-hearted among those doing the work made the tabernacle. So really, we have these snippets of the different verses throughout the Parsha, which keep using this word, chacham Lev, wise-hearted. And it's actually interesting. I don't know if, in English, you don't think of a word wise-hearted. You think of a wise person, a good-hearted. What is this term that the Torah is using, Chacham Lev, wise-hearted? And what's the lesson that we could take out of it? What's something that we can gain from it? What's the Torah trying to teach us here with this phrase when it comes to building the Mishkan, the commandment that God gave the Jewish people to build the Mishkan? And then the Jewish people are actually fulfilling the command of Hashem to build this tabernacle with all its intricacies and all its different parts and its exactness. They're doing it with a wise heart. The Ramban, Nachmanides, he brings down in his commentary on this week's Parsha that when it came to building the Mishkan, to building the tabernacle, the Jewish people at first didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to see this project to completion. And the Ramban explains that because of their great desire to fulfill the will of Hashem, to do what God wanted them to do, they discovered it within them, this hidden potential that they were able to bring out and to push themselves to find to complete the Mishkan. And that's the wording that he says here. I'll read the text of the Ramban of Nachmanides. He says, Motza betiva sheyod alasos v'yagbei liboi b'darkei Hashem lovo lefnei Moshe lemor loyani eese kol asher Hashem doiver ukvar hizkarti zeh b'seder ha'acher. Meaning, he says they didn't know what to do, but they found it within themselves, in their nature. They discovered it. And Hashem, you know, raised up their hearts, and they were able to complete the job. Now, this still needs some explanation here, and really to our original question of what does wise-hearted mean, and how did they find the abilities within themselves to get the skills they needed to complete the building of the tabernacle? And Rabbi Twersky, he brings down that there's a component, there's really two components, when it comes to knowing our potential or to really getting to our abilities. He says, as a therapist, you know, many times, I guess from his experiences dealing with people, he says you could have somebody who comes to a therapist for a long amount of time, and the therapist is trying to explain to him what the issue is. And finally, one day, the patient or the client has this moment where he says, whoa, he has this aha moment. And he says, you know, I just realized my issue. And he tells the therapist, why didn't you tell me this beforehand? You know, and the therapist thinks to himself, you know, I've been trying to tell you this for the last year that you have this and this issue, this and this thing you need to work on. And only now at this moment that he was able to hear it, he's able to realize it, does he recognize, I guess, the diagnosis or wherever he's holding. Just to bring this out a little clarity. So meaning every person has intellect. We have a mind, we think, we hopefully are using our mind to make the best decisions. But at the same time, we have emotions, where our heart pulls us in different ways. And sometimes the heart overpowers the intellect. You know, it's our job as Jews to have our intellect overpower the emotion. We shouldn't let our heart make the decisions. We should use our mind to overpower the heart. But we need the heart as well. But the point is that sometimes our emotions prevent us from seeing things with our intellect and having certain realizations about ourselves. You know, like, again, taking back to this idea of the patient with the therapist, right? Sometimes they're not able to, you know, see their own issues because the emotions are blocking something on their intellect. They're not able to see the issue at hand because there's a lot of emotions at play. But once the emotion is pulled away and they're able to see clearly, so they could have that realization. So the Jews as well, when it came to building the tabernacle, when it came to building the Mishkan, at first, they were not able to comprehend this concept of building a Mishkan, to all its intricacies, how to do it, how to get it to completion. But because of their great love for Hashem, because of that their desire to do what Hashem wanted them to do, they're able to push away the emotion and to see this latent potential that was within them to get this job done, to do it. Because if you look in the wording of the Ramban of Nachmanides, it seems to imply that the Jews had this capability within them. It wasn't that it was just God just gave them this miraculous gift that they knew what to do. It seems that from the wording is that they discovered it within themselves because of the love they had for Hashem, because of the desire to do what God wanted them to do, they're able to push away this emotional blockage of, how do we get this done? I don't know how to do this. To search within themselves to see that they had the ability to do it and to get it done. And I think this is a very important lesson for us when it comes to our abilities. You know, they say a human being only uses a small portion of their capabilities of their brain, right? We only use a small part. I don't know, this is what they say. But the point is that we have tons of potential that's just waiting to be tapped, right? And the example is, you know, you have an oil well, and it looks on the ground on top, it looks like a regular piece of dirt, but under the ground, there's this, you know, massive reservoir of black gold, right? There's this oil well sitting there, just has to be drilled. And sometimes, you know, in life, we want to bring out that potential. We want to bring it to the surface. And, you know, sometimes we have a challenge that brings out the abilities in us. It clears away that emotion. We're able to perform better. We're able to bring out things that we never thought we were there. You know, think about myself for a minute. You know, certain things that I've done in my life, certain things that have pressed me, have definitely brought out certain talents within me that I never knew were there. You know, whether it be situations that I went through in my personal life, or even moving to where I am in my community now, being in a position where people depend on me, it sort of pushed me to bring out abilities that I didn't necessarily know were there before. And I think the idea is that when we realize that we have this ability and we're able to push away these emotional, you know, the emotions of I can't do it, I'm not able to do it, or other things that are distracting us from realizing of who we can be and who we should be, so then we're able to get to who we really, you know, to our true potential. And that's just so important. I think we see from this week's Parsha, this Chacham Lev, that wise-hearted. We have to remember, that's this term of being Chacham Lev, to be wise-hearted, that we shouldn't let the emotions overpower our wisdom. We have to remember that, you know, we have to be able to use it in the proper way to have our intellect overpower the emotion so that we could tap those reserves to be the best we could be. The second thought I want to share with you today takes us to Bezalel, the foreman of the Mishkan. So God tasks Moshe to build the Mishkan, and he tells Moshe to appoint Bezalel and Eliyav to be the ones to make sure the tabernacle comes to completion. And the verse tells us, V'lachshev machshoves la'asoyis b'zov v'kesev v'nachoshes uv'acharoshes even l'malois v'acharoshes eis la'asoyis b'chol melechas ha'mishkan u'lohoyrois nasan v'libay hu v'aliyav ben achisamach l'mate dan. That he commanded to make Bezalel and Eliyav in charge to weave designs, to work with gold, silver and copper, stone cutting for setting and wood carving, to perform every craft of design. He gave him the ability to teach him and Eliyav, the son of Achisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And there's a beautiful, really two beautiful lessons that I want to bring out from these verses. The first idea is that it's brought down that there's two types of craftsmen. There's one type of craftsman who basically is a copycat. You know, he watches what other people do, and then he learns how to do that skill or whatever it is, and he's even able to do it even better than the guy he learned it from. That's one type of artisan. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not knocking it. It's just that person sees someone else, learns the skill, copies it, perfects it, and maybe even becomes even better than the person he learned from. That's one type of craftsman. There's another type of artisan that doesn't have to look at other people to get new ideas, to think of things, to be creative, but rather he or she is able to use their mind to picture in their mind what they want to design, what they want to make, and they're able to create something in their mind and then put it into action and to make it real. And it's actually brought down that Bezalel was skilled in this way, that he was this type of craftsman where he was able to be creative in his mind, and that's what it means to think thoughts, v'lachshev machshavos, right? To think with the, you know, based on the instructions of Hashem, instructions of God, how to build the Mishkan, and to create it in his mind to use his talents for the creation of God's house. And this is brought down from Shlomo Kluger, and it really teaches us something very important, that when it comes to our skills and our abilities, you know, everyone has different skills and different strengths and different weaknesses. But number one is we have to know our skills. We have to know the things we're good at, and we have to use those skills. But there's one more point I want to add in here that we see from this week's parsha, that we see from Bezalel, is that it's not just enough to use our skills and to know our skills. We have to find ways to use our creativity, to use our ability to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, to use it for God's honor. You know, and there's different ways that can manifest this itself for different people, and everyone has skills. Everyone has abilities, you know, and we should be able to find a way to use those skills for the sake of Hashem, for the Almighty's honor. You know, and you think to myself, okay, what does that have to do with me? I don't build a Mishkan. I don't have a tabernacle to build. I'm not building a synagogue. And the answer is it doesn't have to be building a synagogue. But if you have the opportunity to help somebody, if you have the opportunity, you know, to be involved in something for the community, and there's a way that your expertise can be used, can be of a benefit to someone else, to an organization, you should try to take that opportunity to do that. And actually, I heard once from a Rebbe of mine, and I think I might have said this before. He said that it's always important to do chesed. You know, we do chesed in different ways. We give tzedakah, we give charity. But there's also an aspect of chesed, to do the chesed with the skills that you have. You know, and I think for me at that time, you know, I was in yeshiva, and I gave haircuts. You know, I know how to give haircuts. Aside from being a rabbi and a podcaster, I could give a haircut. Good one, too. But as a side point, I remember him telling this and, you know, to us about do chesed with the skills that you have. That's another level of chesed. And I remember a situation came up where there was a guy, he didn't really have any money, and I gave him the haircut for free. You know, not that it's the biggest deal, you know, not that to give someone a haircut for free, but the point is I was happy because I was able to use a skill that I have to help somebody else. And that's how we should look at ourselves as well. So obviously using it for the Almighty's honor, using it for God's honor. And when you do a chesed, that's also Hashem's honor because we're emulating God. So that's one point from this week's parsha about Bezalel, which I wanted to bring out. Another point on this pasuk, or one of these psukim that I want to bring out, is that the pasuk says, "Ulahoyrois nosan belibo," and he put it into his heart to teach. He gave Bezalel and Eliyahu the ability to teach everyone else about the skills that were needed to complete the Mishkan, to how to do it properly. And he put it into his heart. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh brings down that we see from this that Hashem praises Bezalel because he was willing to share his knowledge. He didn't just say to himself, oh, I have this for myself and I know it and I want to be the one to do it and I want the honor. But rather, he shared his knowledge with everyone else to be able to be part of the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, so everyone could use their abilities together. And this is something which he's praised for. And we see from this, you know, that when a person wants knowledge and he's not willing to share it, or he wants it for his own honor, so then he's not going to share the knowledge that he has. But at the same time, if a person, you know, wants to do the will of the Almighty, he wants to serve Hashem, so then it doesn't make a difference if other people know what you know, because you just want to get everyone on the same page. We're all on the same team. We want to bring out Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. We want to sanctify the name of God. And I think this is another point when we're talking about knowledge of others, to not share the things we know. So we just talked about before about using our abilities, L'Shem Shamayim, using it to help, you know, to bring out the honor of Hashem. But at the same time, I think there's an aspect of this of to use those skills to share with other people as well. And I think when we share our abilities and our skills with other people, you know, let's say we know about finance, we know about this, we know about that, we're bringing, you know, honor to the Almighty. And I just want to give a special shout out to a dear friend of mine, Jason, who actually, he lives this, I believe. He wants to help people, and he helped me with some of his knowledge for something that I'm dealing with, and I think this is a perfect example. So Jason, I want to thank you for your help, you know, because rabbis don't know everything, as contrary to what people think. So this is a perfect example. It's not using your, you know, just using your knowledge for yourself. It's trying to bring out the honor of the Almighty. And to part of that, I believe, is to share that with other people, to realize that it's just a gift from God and to use it in that way. And God willing, we do that. We bring out the honor of Hashem. We make a Kiddush Hashem. We sanctify God's name. And we're able to get to our true potential. So with that, I'm going to finish for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or like to reach out, please feel free to reach out to me at Rabbi Shlomo Cohen, KOHN, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.